Today I completed my 45th interview with older ashramites on video. And tomorrow I have one more with Bulbul and her father dear. And then on Sunday, three more with Tara. So we've done 2.5 hours today with Tara. Wonderful, wonderful memories. So I want to share one story with you. Each week I like to share a story. So she had just been studying how to do darkroom work with photography, how to go through the whole process to make a picture. Pranab was teaching her and he didn't have time. He had to see mother at 11:30 and at 2:30, and then he had to be all night with mother. So he said, you do it, and she started doing it. So then when her birthday comes, Pranab asks, what would you like for your birthday? And she said, I would like to take a photograph of mother. So someone had sent her a beautiful, oh no, it was Eckhart from Germany, Eckhart and Theodora, some of you may know. They sent her a beautiful Rolleiflex camera. So she went and she said, mother, can I take a close-up of you? And she had two photos left on the roll. You heard this story. No. And mother says, yes, you can take one photo. So she takes a photo of mother. And then she thinks, well, there's only one left, I'll click it. And she clicks the second one. The second one is blank. It never came out. She said, this has never happened with a Rolleiflex camera before. But mother said one photo, and that's all she got. Okay, so we're a small group tonight. We begin warming up the instrument with different exercises that we do each week. So let's begin with humming. Again. Because I gave one tone and I'm getting three.
No, there was another tone when you passed by here. Huh? There was a second tone when you passed by here.
Again, one more. Try to listen, everybody. Much better, much better. Now I'm getting. Sit in a circle and have no preconceived idea as to what will come down. And if we read about her and her organ playing, that's exactly what she did. She put her fingers on the keys and the Lord moved the fingers. And he moves us in the Om choir. Mm-hmm. breath. Upper body, chest does not lift up, shoulders don't lift up. or you lose your sound. The tip of the tongue touches lightly the back of the lower teeth. Ah, ah.
Mm-hmm. Ma, 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 ma.
Very good.
Ma, 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 ma.
Quite hearing it, just sing a little more softly, that's fine. Again,
thank you.
night?
What?
Is it a difficult night for the high notes?
No, it's okay. I don't know. I got a bit mixed up.
It's okay. It's okay. We'll do it again. A little lower. Sincerity, a devotion to something higher that we open to, which Mother told me was the new music. And I met a man today in the ashram, no names, and he said, people ask me why you do such things. Why you have this Om choir? Useless. Okay. I said to Sri Aurobindo, what a wonderful opportunity for Samatha. For me to be calm, to love him. It's easy to love those who love us. And so he gave me that opportunity and I went to the Samadhi and offered the whole thing. So when we begin the Om choir, there are no wrong notes. Number two, anyone can begin because immediately our entire brute soul will be joining, trying, aspiring to open, as the Indian saying goes, if the kuja is full, how can you pour anything into it? So we have to have an empty kuja, and then we see what happens.
Here's a text of Mother telling us what her own music was all about. It may inspire us in our own chanting, actually. It is true that my music calms the body. From it emerges a sort of compassion which envelops the one who is listening. It is like a harmony that neutralizes the disharmony in the chaos and pacifies the resistances. A melody that purifies the aspiration. My music brings down the original vibration from the source. It engulfs you and lifts you up to the unknown regions. So with this music, everything would calm down.
Oh.
my music comes from the absolute silence, where sound is created by the original vibration, with its waves and pulsation, which sustain the worlds and the universe in a perpetual blossoming in order to rediscover the self. It is for this endless pursuit of its immutable cadences, which are at the origin of all. It is to discover the delight of pure intensity of universal beauty hidden in the creation, that the divine casts forth from his ocean of manifested consciousness a stream of his movement, which, passing through the invisible worlds, become symphonies.
Oh.
a flood of disharmony cascading down upon the earth could lift the whole of humanity towards the Supreme. This is the power of my music. My music evokes a soul state by the revelation of the eternal truth. When you are calm and silent, it lifts you up in an adoration of an endless ecstasy towards the delights of this unknown beauty and felicity.
Oh.
My music liberates you from human pettiness and the narrowness of the ignorance. And it thrusts you up towards a communion with eternity, where leaps forth the flash of light and an outburst of ananda. My music purifies you with its waves of harmony, surging up from the depth of the being like an aspiration, trying to bring forth an echo of the Eden harmonies in us, which are the secret rhythms of infinity. The fusion of all our spiritual substances into a single whole through a large and wide movement, gathering up all that is sublime and spiritual in us towards a divine exaltation and transcendence.